Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, B'siyata Dishmaya. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sugya of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We've already seen Baruch Hashem Niflos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. And now we will continue. This is the eighth Shir. The Sora Dvarim we saw was that in the Gemara we have the statement of Rav. It says that Rabo Barav Huna would agree with the Rav, because Rabbi Barav Huna says that the reason that you're not allowed to, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to get married on the Moed. Why? Because you're meniach simchas, because it's just simcha hilo, because it's a simcha. So the first opinion of the Gemara is, so what's the problem that it's a simcha? Because ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Rabbi Barav Huna says, it's because you set aside the simcha of the regal and you're osik b'simchas ishto. And then Abai says to Rabbi Yosef that the Rabbi is saying like Rav. Because Rav says that how do you know you don't marry women on the moed? Samach l'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. And then Ula says that the simcha is the toirach, because it's a simcha, you're going to be toirach on the Moed, and Ravitza, which you're not allowed to do. Ravitza Ganach says, Bittul Pir Rivia, which you're going to push off the wedding until the Moed, because it's a time of Simcha. Akoponim, we have the statement of Rav, Einos Namashim Moed, because Samacht Bechakecha Belo Bishtecha. And that's the idea of what the Rabbi Baruch Huna says, Menech Simcha Sisha, Vosek Besim, Od Menech Simcha Sregel, Vosek Besim Chasisha. You're going to set aside the Simcha Regel, Vosek Besim Chasisha. Now, Rabbi Rav Huna subscribes to Rab. Rab wouldn't necessarily subscribe to Rabbi Rav Huna. Rab is only explaining why ain't no sin nashim b'moed, and that's v'samach b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, which means that when you have a wife, you're going to be completely immersed in her, and you're going to completely forget the regel. It's meshakechas haregel legamli. But he could also believe, he could also hold that ain't ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, which means even a less b'simcha is aser. He's just answering the question here, Nisiyas Nashim B'moed. So if it's enough to say, B'samach B'chagecha V'lo B'ishtecha. But it could be that he would hold even a lesser Simcha would be forbidden on the Moed. Because it doesn't have to be your Legamri Mishakech Simcha Saregel. Even partially, because that's what it says in the Gemara. B'nishas Simcha Yilo, maybe even a smaller Simcha is enough to forbid one to engage in that Simcha and Yom Tov. Because you're supposed to be Samech B'Simcha Yom Tov. That's what we said the food and the drink are for. The food and the drink are to be Samech B'Simcha Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to get married, that's Lagari Meshakech, but also Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Even lesser, and any type of Eruv Simcha B'Simcha would be Aser, if it's even a lesser Simcha would be Aser. Like Shlomo HaMelech, like the Gemara brings Shlomo HaMelech, made the Chanukas HaMikdash, 7 days before the regal, it wasn't actually on the regal. Made it separate from the actual Simchas HaRegel, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So that was the Yesod HaDvarim that we saw. And with this we can also understand, and we're going to say B'Kitzur Nimrats, even though there's an Arichos about this, why the din is that you're allowed to get married on Purim. And Rashba says, V'samachta b'chalkecha v'lo b'shtecha v'lo b'purim. Only by the Chag, and not by Purim. So we can explain that the word is that on the regel, you have to be happy with the regel. And another type of simcha doesn't work. If you're happy on the regel because Sukkot fell out right after the World Series and your team won the World Series, so that doesn't count as simcha haregel. You have to be happy dafka with the regel. But Purim, any simcha is okay. As long as you're happy on Purim, it's fine. It doesn't have to be simchas Purim. Any simcha. Any simcha that you're happy on Purim is a kiyum of simchas Purim. It says you may mishtev a simcha. So any type of simcha, like the Arkei Moshe says, any type of simcha works. Whereas in the regel, it doesn't. B'samachta b'chagecha. You have to be happy dafka with the chag. Therefore, another type of simcha wouldn't work. So marriage is no good. Marriage is mevatel that simcha. But on Purim, you get married. It's fine. You're happy. Gevaldik. It's kiyum simchas Hayom. So that's a b'kitzur nimratz, the idea of getting married in Purim is. And according to this, we can understand now the Rambam. We get back to the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin. Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov 7:16, and we won't read the whole halacha. Rambam says, "Ve'inosim nashim." Why not? Kedei shelo tishtakach simchas chag v'simchas nisua. You're not allowed to marry women in order that you don't forget simchas chag because of the simcha of the nisuan. And then the Rambam continues and he says, but you're allowed to get betrothed, me'arisin nashim, but you're not allowed to make a sudaseris and not a sudasasuan. Why? Kedei shelo ya'arev simcha v'simchas. So you're not allowed to be married simchas, so you're not allowed to make the su'udah, su'udaseris, and simchas. So we ask first the Rambam Paskins, samachta b'chakecha v'lo b'ishtecha. That's ein osim nashim kedei shelo tishtachach simchas achag. And then the Rambam says, no, ein marvin simcha b'simcha. So which one is it? So like we said, the halacha is kirav. And what does Rav say? B'samachta b'chakecha v'lo b'ishtecha. And therefore, nisuin, where you have shicha simchas achag l'gamrei, it's aser. Even if there's no Yisrael Arav Simcha B'Simcha. And what we said was that the whole Man De'Omar of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is predicated on B'Samachta B'Chagecha. Samachta B'Chagecha tells you that the din is you have to be Samech B'Simcha Sachag. Just there when the Drasha says V'lo B'Ishtecha, the word is that you're not allowed to live Gamrei Shachach Simcha Sachag. And the opinion of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is even partially. Any type of Eruv Simcha B'Simcha, if it's a Simchatik enough, you're not allowed to mix in with Yom Tov. Even if there's no absolute bittel of Simchas Yom Tov. When there's an absolute bittel of Simchas Yom Tov, then it's Nachta Chagecha B'lo B'Yishtecha. And if not, then it's Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And therefore the Rambam writes both. The Rambam writes, B'Samachta B'Chagecha B'lo B'Yishtecha. I mean, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to get married on the regel kedei shelo tishtakach simchas achag, so you shouldn't forget simchas achag. And on top of that, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So this pasuk of a samachta b'chagecha doesn't only mean a simcha that's going to be legamri mishakech simcha sachag, but even partially. Why? Because of the other din of ein marvin simcha b'simcha. And therefore, if it's a simcha for you, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And that's why the Rambam adds from the Sudas Eirusin, Gemara in Bryson Mike Cut in 18b, the Rambam also says Sudas Nisuin, we saw as a machlokes. But you're now that have those sudos because they're partially mishakech simcha sachak. It's erev simcha b'simcha. And that's against what's mischayev v'samachta b'chagecha. Not like the Beis Yosef. In Sifkot Zayin, Sifkot Tes. That we referenced in an earlier year. Holds that it's an iser b'fnei atzma. No, it's not iser. It's because of samachta b'chagecha, meaning ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, which is predicated on samachta b'chagecha. Samachta b'chagecha means you're not allowed to do v'lo b'ishtecha, means you're not allowed to do something l'gamrei. That's rav. You're not allowed to do something that's l'gamrei mishakech simcha sachag. And then on top of that, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, like we learned from Shlomo. That he separated the Chanukah HaMishkan from the Mikdash from Sukkot. So both are true. So it's not a steer at all. The Pri Chodesh and Archaim Tafresh Peches writes the Medibra Arif Arosh. Who bring b'samachta chagecha and also ein marvin simcha b'simcha? We see they old like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi's in Chagiga 8b, who says b'samachta chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So we see that they also hold of ein marvin simcha b'simcha. And the Pri Chodesh adds that we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk to show that it's Nisut Doraisa. That's what the Riff and the Rush bring a pasuk to show it's Asut Doraisa, because that's a proper Jerusha. It's Jerusha Gemura, like Tosus writes. That's what the Pri Chodesh says, that the Riff and the Rush hold of both V'samachta B'chagecha and Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Just the pasuk shows us that it's an Isur D'oraisa, because that's the Ikar Jerusha. The only problem is that the Din of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha is also D'oraisa, and an Ikar Jerusha like we see in Tosan Chesam at base. So why need to come on V'samachta B'chagecha below B'Ishtecha? Tosis brings that Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha Gzeres HaKosef from the Pasuk of Shlomo, the Yerushalmi from Elisha was Zos, that Laban said to Yaakov. So, why does Pri Chodesh say only this is the Ikar Jerusha? B'Samach L'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. What about Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, the Pasuk by Shlomo or by Laban? Now, also, how did the Riff and the Rush paskin like both? Paskin samach v'chagach v'lo b'ishtecha, and also emar v'tzimcha v'simcha. The Gemara l'chara to machlokas. Now, the Pri Chodesh was ma midvara v'aliba de Rav Ashi in Chagiga. And not according to Rabbi Rav Huna and the Sugi in Moed Katan. Right, Rav Ashi in Chagiga would hold of both. B'samachta b'chagecha, ne'enar b'tzimcha b'simcha, not Rabbi Baruch Hunan in Moed Katan. What's the achreach that Rav Huna would behold not like Rabbi Baruch Hunan, he hold of ein mar b'tzimcha b'simcha in addition to b'samachta b'chagecha, lo b'ishtecha? So based on what we said, it's very good, because we pask in ein mar b'tzimcha b'simcha. But the yesod is from b'samachta b'chagecha, and therefore the Riff and Rush were correct by writing the pasuk b'samachta. And they also write ein mar b'tzimcha b'simcha, they wrote the yesod of the bar. They wrote the pasuk that's the yisod ha'inyan, which is samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. On top of that, we say it's not only yisha, but any type of symbol, serious type simcha, high level simcha. And the Riff and the Rush bring psukim for both, for v'smach lecha lo yishtecha v'yamar v'simcha v'simcha. Which is from the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. And the reason is because they're both true. And one is built on the other. So it's not a steer in the Rambam. He's allowed to tell us both reasons. Because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha is even a lesser Simcha you're not allowed to do one. On the regel. And certainly the Simcha of marriage is the Machlech HaLishtom, which is the Gamri Mevatel marriage, the Simcha of the marriage. The Simcha of Yom Tov, because you'll be busy with the girl. Now this is in the sheet of Tosin Dav Ches Amabez, Yirmasal Mepnei, we see from Tosfos. The Belezer of Darshan says, Zemach L'Gecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. That Rav Ashi of Darshan says, Zemach L'Gecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. Doesn't hold of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, but according to what we're saying, the Rambam holds is L'Kulei Alma. Therefore we have Machlokas Rishonim over here. We also have the Maharshal and the Maharsha, Tosik Subisnaf Mimsayan Amabe, Amar Aleph, Dira Maschel, the Masala. That's Mufurish B'Devrayim, even according to Rav, who darshins the Samach, the Chagecha, below B'Ishtecha, you now have a Sudas Erison in his soon. Even though all we have here is Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, we don't have a Samach, the Chagecha, below B'Ishtecha, there's a different type of Simcha. So you see again that it's not a Machlokas, they're both true. B'Samach, the Chagecha is the Yisod HaDvar. Lo b'ishtecha and invite you, we learn from Shlomo, or from Lava, not to even be ma'arev simcha b'simcha, even less for simcha. And with this we can understand the Rambam of Hilchos Ishus that we saw in the first shir. where the Rambam says, you're not allowed to get married on Erev Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbos, lest you come to full Shabbos to get a Seuda, and certainly also Lisa B'Shabbos, even a Chol HaMoed ain't also in Lashi, Kvon Shabiyarna, V'Shem Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, V'Shem Raleh Shabu Azos. And Mitzvah Shem, that's our Avodah the next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.